everybody, as you're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, on this Tuesday, May 23rd. It's time for another edition of our Valley Talk program. And, well, after a school board meeting, once again, we've got Superintendent Dave Keene joining us this morning. And, Dave, how are we doing today?
Good morning. It's a nice day out there.
Yeah. And,
we're kind of rolling towards last week of school, so I think kind of excitement in the air for that. Always the end of the school year is something everybody gets, I think, a little bit excited for. But
students especially.
Yeah, students especially. But, yeah, things are going well. Graduation is set for Friday night. Our class of 2023 will get their diplomas and kind of enter their next stage of their lives. And all that is great. That's always kind of, some at the end of the school year that a lot of people look forward to is that graduation and sending our seniors off. And, yeah, it'll be a great night on Friday night for them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So yeah, graduation's Friday night. The seniors' last day, I believe, is Thursday. And then for everybody else, though, they keep going a little bit longer.
Yeah, our rest of our students will go next Tuesday, Wednesday, okay. Thursday. So our last day of school is next Thursday for everybody else in the district. But
sure.
Our seniors' last day kind of technically is tomorrow. Then they have their senior fun day and they graduate on Friday.
There you go. Comes up quick, that's for sure. Okay, so anything you want to talk about as far as last night goes? Seemed like, and again, I wasn't in attendance for this meeting, but the agenda itself, I know you had two feature presentations.
Yeah,
you want
to talk
about those?
Mention, yeah, we recognized our math masters from Highland. There was two different groups of fifth and sixth graders that competed with math-related problems, activities. So again, at that age level, having kind of academic clubs, a lot of things kind of start when it's, you know, middle school on up. So to have some kind of opportunities for students to kind of do some things outside of the normal classroom is always a really good thing. And these kids participated in, it's called the Math Masters Program, and did well. And they were recognized at the board meeting last night. And then our other feature program was just to kind of bring a little bit of a conclusion to our World's Best Workforce. We presented that in December, but part of that presentation in December was three different areas that we identified. One was academic and behavior interventions, kind of increasing, trying to ramp up that area, trying to increase parent-student involvement, but specifically parent-family involvement within the district. And then the other area was just trying to increase academic opportunities for students in grades 9, 12. So each one of our subcommittees kind of presented information, and I think just kind of a couple highlights. I think that there is a strong push, and the board gave their blessing. It wasn't really formal action, but to start a parent kind of advisory committee, kind of a district-wide one where we can get more parents involved, and just to get some conversations going with our parents and our families, and to try to, you know, make sure that we include, be inclusive of all of our grade levels and all of our families, to try to give them a voice a little bit to kind of help us with things that go on in our school building.
So that's not something that's been in place.
No,
in the past.
I think, you know, districts, you know, we have our kind of our district advisory committee that kind of sits and kind of helps govern the World's Best Workforce. This one would be more about just kind of things going on in the buildings, maybe not specific to always about academic goals or whatever, but just could be about culture and just kind of things in general. How do we get our parents more engaged with their child's education? And that education is more than just the classroom activities. It's, you know, getting more kids involved with activities. And again, if we can get more kids involved and parents involved and see the benefits of what the district kind of offers all throughout the day and even beyond the day, I think is a good thing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So that's kind of good that you were able to get to that point and have that discussion and be able to showcase that. And then going back to the Math Masters as well, all your schools do great things in the district. Highland especially, it's always great to see those kids, though. They do so many things throughout the school year, and this is just another one on top of all the other stuff they have going on. So
yeah, I think anytime that we get students involved with any kind of activity, but Highland is busy with a lot of different things, and they, again, their staff and Mr. Trosa do a great job of kind of providing these other extra opportunities for kids to kind of do some things beyond kind of the normal traditional classroom. So all good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So looking ahead now to next school year, because, I mean, we've talked about the end of this school year, it sounds like a couple of changes were made to the academic calendar, but this is kind of pretty straightforward is what it looks like, in line with a change that's coming with the middle school, correct?
Yeah, what we decided, you know, we already had approved kind of the 2023-24 calendar, but as we've been talking and planning for kind of the middle school transition and just looking at some staff development, we've been talking a lot about our letters and literacy training, but what we kind of thought was, and other districts have done this too, it's not like we created some new idea, but we did this earlier with just having a meet the parent nights at our pre-K-5 because we just didn't feel the workshop days gave enough time. So that first day of school, which will be Tuesday, September 5th, our pre-K-5 students will not be in school, but it gives that whole day for parents to give them opportunity to meet with staff and to meet with the teachers of their children. What we decided to do at the 612 building with the sixth graders coming up, we'll have kind of two new student bodies coming up to the 612 building, is that we're going to make it a 6-8 day. So students in grades 6 through 8 will have a full day of school on Tuesday, September 5th, but it'll be their day to get to know the building, their schedule, and just make it, like I said, starting a new middle school, giving them kind of their day to start the year and start it the right way and give them their time in the building without having the muddle of maybe 9 through 12 students be in there. So our 9 through 12 students will then start on Wednesday. So on Wednesday, September 6th, all of our students, pre-K-12, will be kind of that technically the first day that everybody will be in their classrooms. But that first day of school on September 5th will really be highlighted with our middle school getting started and kind of working with those students and teachers.
Will there be any opportunities over the course of the summer for, you know, stuff like that to go on maybe for the middle school students at all? Or is that just kind of their day to come in? And
you know, we'll have some parent meetings that kind of will be during those workshop days. So again, for parents to find out a little more information. And we have our, I think it's August 17th is our back to school day. So we'll have some opportunities for parents to come in and ask questions and fill out forms. And then we'll have kind of an orientation night like we usually do during those workshops. I think it's the Wednesday of the workshop days that precede the first day of school. But just kind of that first day of having those students in the building, kind of having them to kind of have the building to themselves, we thought that was a really good way, an important way to start the school year for the new middle school.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Going back to the school board meeting and just different things that took place. So speaking of students that do great work, the wood shop classes and everything that they do, they do some really beneficial stuff, I think, for not only the school district and different businesses, but it's a skill that they're going to learn that will benefit them moving forward. Looks like you had to approve for a new air exchanger.
Yeah, so in that room, if you're familiar at all with a woods classroom, it's very important with all the dust and the wood and the things flying around that you have proper ventilation. And I think that the unit that we have in there is making lots of noises. It's been there since the start of the building, which was in 1997. So it's about 25 years old, and it just needs to be replaced. And it's not a cheap item, but part of kind of just air handling and making sure we have a quality learning environment for all our students that will get replaced this summer. It's $109,000. It falls into our long-term facility maintenance dollars. So we do have budgeted dollars for these type of items when things kind of get to the point where we have to replace them. That's what those dollars we receive from the state are used for. So we'll be using those revenues that we get from the state to replace that air handling unit in the woods room.
Well, and like you said, I mean, it's kind of a necessity and extremely beneficial for the students and the teachers. And like you said, if you've ever been in there, important to have one. So
yeah very important.
kind of a must there with that. So other things, just kind of miscellaneous small items from last night. I mean, it's always great when you get donations. And again, I'm not going to make you run through all of them because we have the list on our website. So if people want to see all the people that gave donations, they can go to KROXAM.com and see that. But anytime you do receive donations,
yeah, we just, like I said, we try to do, you know, whether it's verbally, and we do try to send out a district thank you. But again, we really appreciate any donations of any amount that come to our school district, and they come for many great causes. From, you know, FFA, you know, picked up some dollars from the Masonic Lodge and Farmers Elevator. We got a donation from a former graduate, Nick Prue, for the sports complex. and then June Shaver Endowment for CHS scholarships. So when you look through the list, each month we have a list of donations. We recognize those and accept those donations, but it could be for helping pay for unpaid lunch bills. So, I mean, it's a variety of ways that people step up and help us meet our needs of our students, and it comes in different amounts, but every amount is appreciated, and it goes to a great cause and applied to, whether it's an activity or it's a balance or it's a scholarship, it's all going towards the benefit of students.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Every amount is helpful and certainly is appreciated by the school district. Okay, so if you have a different direction you want to take this morning, feel free. But I'd be curious, again, what's the timeline this summer with some of the projects that are going on? I know there's a lot of dirt work, there's different stuff. So just a reminder to people, you're going to be seeing a lot of activity over by the school district the next couple of months.
Yeah, I'll start with kind of the middle school remodel. We'll start kind of June 5th, which is Monday after the students are out. So they'll be kind of coming into the kind of current 712, soon to be 612 site, and start doing some remodeling. The first area they'll kind of touch is an area that will kind of be the new district office. The district office will be moving to a different part of that building, so that the current district office can kind of go back to its original form, which was a couple classrooms. And so again, that area will be kind of part of the new middle school, the current district office. So the remodeling and adding of about four new classrooms that are kind of part of maybe the current media center. So that'll start. It'll also, you'll see probably people next week over at Highland kind of putting up some fencing and kind of getting a staging area set up to kind of start work on the preschool addition. So our construction company that's doing both of those projects will be kind of here in full force come June 5th and kind of have people working in both, get both sites, one working on the remodel. And then I think a lot of the work they'll do is prepping the ground so they can start putting up walls, and then work on the elevator. So the new elevator going in there, there'll be quite a bit of work done on that this summer to get that done. So trying to get some of the work done that kind of has to do with maybe the current Highland building, that sure. east end of the building. There's some work there, whether it's mechanical or the elevator, or maybe touching a few rooms.
Yep.
Trying to get that done this summer. And then, like I said, their project, they're looking to be done next February. So this is a, you know, kind of a 6-7 month type project that hopefully they'll be done with their work.
And they can work through the winter months.
Yeah,
into February.
That idea, getting the walls up and getting things enclosed and buttoned up so they can kind of work when it gets a little cooler out.
Sure.
And then the outdoor multi-use, we have a bid out right now that will come in. Our bids will come in on May 31st for kind of the big part of the project, which is the lifting, the dirt work. It's not the artificial turf. It's not the bleachers. Mm-hmm. It's not the press box. It's not the surfacing of the track. It's really getting everything prepared for those items to sit on. So again, the dirt work, the concrete work, the fencing, lights, all those kind of things. We're going to get our bid for that on May 31st. We'll open bids at 2:00. So we're excited right now. The other items have all come in on bid, and
good.
We feel really good about that, so we're hoping that we'll get some favorable bid on all the other work. But that is it's a $4.9+ million yep. project, probably a little over $3 million, $3.2 million is really all that prep work. So again, kind of waiting to see what that is, but they'll get rolling probably more end of June, early July.
Sure.
With the idea that by probably November, everything will be done out there except for probably some landscaping, and they'll have to come back and kind of put the final surface and paint the track.
Sure.
Next spring, summer, when it's warmer out. So
sure.
That's kind of, yeah, things will, you'll see things going on at the high school and Highland, and then I think behind the high school with the outdoor multi-use complex, you'll see that more end of June, early July.
In a case where you're in a position where you're accepting a bid like this, and it could be for anything, do you have to call a special board meeting in order for the board to approve that bid before they can start the work on the construction, or how does that work?
Yes. So okay. We will have, and we talked about that last night too, that on June 12th, we'll have a special board meeting to accept all the bids. Right now, we went through the state bid process, so we've verbally accepted bids on the turf, the bleachers, press box and the track surfacing. So this big item coming through with kind of the prep work along with the others, we have to officially take those to board action and approve those, and then the work can begin.
Sure. Only other thing I have for you this morning is, I guess, as far as the transition goes with Mr. Bergquist coming in and taking over your role, is he going to be here within the next month now? Is it I forget when his official start date is.
Yeah, so he starts July 1st.
Yep.
So he actually is going to be in the district tomorrow. We are doing some interviewing for our assistant high school principal position. So we have four candidates coming in tomorrow, and he's going to be a part of that process. He'll be there in early June when we have kind of an admin meeting with kind of our full leadership team. So he's kind of picking a few times to be here to kind of meet and greet people and be a part of, in this case, be part of an interview of a principal that we're going to be hiring. But I think you'll see him more in June, and he'll be here. And, I think he'll be at the final board meeting in June.
Okay.
So, again, we speak on kind of a weekly basis, and he's fully aware and informed on kind of what's going on in the Crookston School District. And he's very excited to come aboard. And I think, like I said, he's ready to take the reins, and he'll do a great job stepping in. And I think he'll bring like some experiences, and I think his personality, people will enjoy kind of his communication skills and just his openness. And again, I think he'll be a great addition to the school district. And when people get a chance to visit and meet him, he's very, like I said, very personable and very positive. And so, again, all good.
Yeah. So with his first day being July 1st, does that mean your last day is June 31st? Or how does that work exactly?
Something like that.
Yeah,
so,
sure. Around
so, mine goes till June 30th, but it probably might be a few days before that.
Okay.
I'm heading out for a wedding. So
Well,
our last board meeting is the 26th. So I'll be there for the 26th then, probably the day after, and then kind of, there won't be any school business that I need to sign off probably in those next 3 days. So I'll be heading out to Washington for a wedding. But I think, like I said, there'll be a smooth transition, and I'll help Randy Bergquist, Dr. Bergquist, in any way I can to kind of make sure that we have a smooth transition. And I think I think it'll be great to have a new face that is committed to be with the district for some years, and kind of the interim has been great, but I think it's time to get that person that's going to be here for an extended period of time to really kind of put his footprint on the district and kind of lead the district. And I think the district deserves a full-time superintendent that is not kind of looking to retire like me. And, they deserve a full-time superintendent that's going to take them for the next few years.
And he certainly seems interested in, like you said, putting his footprint on the district, and seems very motivated to do just that. Has a lot of experience, so I'm excited to meet him.
Yeah, and he comes from a district similar size, and I think, I think there's some similarities between Osakis and Crookston. So again, I think it'll be a very smooth transition, and I think people, will be excited and to have him come to Crookston and take over the reins.
Very good. Well, I tell you what, appreciate you stopping by as always. And again, look forward to graduation at the end of the week and just kind of the end of the school year. And it's been a great working with you, obviously, over the past year. And, it's tough to see you go, obviously, but we understand. And Randy, like you said, will do a great job in filling in. So let us know if you need anything else. But otherwise, have a good day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. That's Superintendent Dave Keene joining us this morning on our Valley Talk program. If you want to listen back to this episode, as always, go to KROXAM.com.